good day, greatness. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Where are the fathers? Where are the fathers? There's a quote by Sir Sidney Poitier that changed my mind. And I quote, "Of all of my father's teaching, the most enduring was the one about the true measure of a man. That the true measure was how well he provide for his children. Of all of my father's teaching, the most enduring was the one about the true measure of a man. That true measure was how well he provided for his children." A quote by the great Sir Sidney Poitier. We are the man. You know, when we look in society today and we look at the home, I've come to realize that when you take the man out of the equation, the foundation starts to crumble. You know, my mentor, he said something that changed my mind. Just like Sir Sidney said, his father says something that changed his mind. My mentor, the great Dr. Miles Monroe, he said something that changed my mind. He said that man or father is the foundation. He said man, meaning fatherhood or that father in the home, he is the foundation. And just like Sir Sidney, when his father said those words stuck with me. And it changed my mind. You know, this year I've been mentoring and coaching a lot of young men. And this question started to come back up to me again. And when I would see these men and when I would mentor these young men and when I would coach these young men, the question keep coming up to me. Where are the fathers? Not saying that their fathers are not in their lives, but where are the fathers? That the true measure of a man is how well he provides for his family, in the words of Sir Sidney. And that provision is not just financially. That provision is spiritually, physically, mentally, psychologically, being there, all of those provisions. You know, yesterday, we celebrated my wife's beautiful birthday, and I thank God for my wife. And my daughter said something. She said, "Daddy, can you come to me to my gymnastics class?" And I always go to her soccer practices. I'm at some of her soccer practices. I go to her track meets and other things she has. She said, "Daddy, but I don't know if you ever came and watched me." And I was sitting in the room watching my daughter trial after trial. She was doing her routine. She had a great coach until she got it right. And I was looking behind the glass window that separated us. And every time she tried her best, I give her a thumbs up. I give her a thumbs up. And then sometime I would give her a 10. And I would flash 10, 10. As if you did excellent. You know what I realized? In that moment, watching my daughter practice her routine, she was not concerned about what model of the car that I drove. She was not concerned about what area of town we live on. She was not concerned about how big or how small of the house. She was not concerned about, Daddy, how much money do you and Mommy have in our bank account? She was not concerned about that. All she was concerned about was that her daddy presence was there. And she was watching, and I was watching her do her routine. She just wanted her daddy to see her, providing for her, providing that affirmation, that support. You know, where are the men? There are some men that decided to give up. There are some men that decided that they don't even want to be a part of the family no more. There are some men out there, you might be wounded emotionally. You might decide today to just throw in the towel because it's so hard. There's so much pressure. And even the word man, even the word fatherhood, even the word when it comes to masculinity is being challenged like never before. And even the definition of manhood or fatherhood is being challenged like never before. And some men have decided to walk away from what it is to be a man. But if you are hurting this morning, get a therapist. Get a life coach. There are coaches out there that help men. Get a relationship coach. Because like we said in the previous podcast, in order for you to help somebody in a time of need, if that plane goes down or is about to crash, you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. And when you get yourself in order, you'll be able to be more of a support for your family. You know, us as men, sometimes our identity is in our jobs. Our identity is in our masculinity or our manhood. You see, how well or how many sexual partners you have don't define you as a man. Or how strong you are in sex doesn't define you as a man. How much money you make how much money you make don't define you as a man. Your education level, it don't define you as a man. Your identity is not in the car you drive, not in the neighborhood. Your identity as a man is tied in and connected to the purpose for which you were designed for. And when you are living that purpose out, you are fulfilling your purpose and you are reaching your destiny. Your identity is defined in the purpose you were designed for. Your identity as a man is defined in being connected and staying connected to the source of life. Where are the men? You know, you could be 5, 15, 25, 105. I like to say the most powerful words that a father can say to his children is, I love you. You tell your children today you love them. You continue to tell your children you love them. You look at other men out there, they are wounded, they are hurting. You tell them you love them. Some men feel like they cannot even be a man no more. I know what some men you feel like giving up. But don't throw in the towel. Continue to be strong. Continue to hold your head up high, because your identity as a man is not defined by your job, by the money you make. Your identity as a man is connected for the purpose you were designed for, and your identity and manhood as a man is defined by you being connected and staying connected to the source. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson giving you some motivation and some inspiration, motivation to help you this day, to help you reach your destiny. And remember, you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Where are the fathers? In the words of Sir Sidney Poitier, of all of my father's teachings, the most enduring was the one about the true measure of a man. That the true measure was how well he provided for his children. Provide for your children physically, financially, mentally. You be in their lives. Remember that you as a man, you are the foundation of the home. And if you are out of the equation, the family starts to crumble. And the greatest words that you could ever tell your children to this day and tomorrow is, I love you. I love you. I love you. The true measure of a man is how well he provides for his children.